Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. A major meeting is going to take place today at Metro as the boss sits down with all 650 of his managers.
When he meets with them today, Metro General Manager Paul Wiedefeld told Fox 5 he'll stress to his managers that they need to fix safety problems as soon as they see them and not wait for them to get to him. Fix WMATA's Chris Barnes says,
Thursday was a great example that things should have been done following the arcing insulator at Federal Center, and things just were not done until it got all the way up to him sometime in the afternoon.
He says it shouldn't have taken all day for something to be done.
You have to wonder how many managers that went through before it got to Wiedefeld.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Chris Christie's taking on a new role in the Donald Trump campaign, anticipating a Trump victory in November.
Governor Christie has been a loyal supporter and confidant to Mr. Trump and the campaign. Donald Trump's press team says in a news release announcing Chris Christie will lead the Trump transition team. Christie dropped out of the race right after finishing sixth in New Hampshire. He's occasionally campaigned with the presumptive nominee. Being tapped to smooth out the change from Barack Obama to Donald Trump means it's unlikely, though not impossible, that Christie would be Trump's running mate.
Bob Costantini on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The state of North Carolina and the U.S. Justice Department have each now staked out their legal position in the fight over the state's so-called bathroom law.
Governor Pat McCrory said the Obama administration was bypassing Congress and imposing its will on North Carolina and the rest of the country.
Ultimately, I think it's time for the U.S. Congress to bring clarity to our national anti-discrimination provisions.
Soon after he announced his lawsuit against the federal government, Attorney General Loretta Lynch said she was suing North Carolina for civil rights violations.
What we must never do is turn on our neighbors, our family members, our fellow Americans.
For the time being, Lynch will not block certain funds to North Carolina. I'm Steve Kastenbaum.
U.S. officials say a top ISIS leader has been killed in Iraq.
Officials at the Pentagon say Abu Wahib, a top Islamic State leader, and three others were killed May 6th when an American airstrike hit their vehicle as it drove through Iraq's Anbar province. Officials say Wahib was a former member of Al-Qaeda in Iraq and has appeared in Islamic State execution videos. Pentagon spokesmen call Wahib's death a blow to the group's leadership. There have been unconfirmed reports in the past suggesting Wahib was targeted by strikes, but this marks the first time the Pentagon reports he was killed. I'm Scott Carr on WMAL and WMAL.com.
There's more rain coming today and for the next few days, and if it feels like this is an unusually rainy period, it is.
As of Monday, we have had 13 consecutive days of rain, which is a record in our area. The last time was back in 1938 when we had 10 solid days of rain. But National Weather Service meteorologist Luis Rosa says soon the rain will stop and the heat will arrive.
El Niño is fading quickly in the Pacific, and it's supposed to transition to neutral. That typically actually brings warmer and drier weather for the summer.
And Rosa says our first real break from the rain could come this weekend. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,706, the Nasdaq at 4,750. Sports, the Nats end their losing streak with a dramatic walk-off win over the Tigers. O's Twins rained out. Steven Strasburg gets a new 7-year contract. NHL, it's Caps Penguins game 6 tonight. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Because there are a few hours of the day when you're not stuck in traffic.
What? Are you kidding me?
Listen on your desktop or go mobile with a WMAL app.
I would encourage each and every one of you to try this.
Get it today in the App Store, Android Market, or Google Play.
May is National Military Appreciation Month, and my friends at Thompson Creek Window Company are partnering with Homes for Our Troops to provide windows for the homes of our local heroes. Hey, it's Brian Wilson. As you may know, Thompson Creek Window Company is the local company that does it all. They design, build, and install their own windows. Each Thompson Creek window is custom made for our unique local climate and made to precisely fit your home. Thompson Creek windows reduce outside noise, improving the quality of your life. Plus, they can lower your utility bills and increase the value of your home. And right now, Thompson Creek is offering 20% off every window, plus no money down, no interest, and no payments for 18 months. Third-party financing subject to credit approval. Visit ThompsonCreek.com for details and support Thompson Creek, a local company that also supports our local heroes. Pick up your phone right now and call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK.
Home sweet.
Thompson Creek.
Get your carpets clean for $39 per room. Book at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
Allergies caused from pollen, dirt, pet mess, and even bacteria can burrow deep into your rugs and carpets. For a deep-down clean, you need Hadid. Right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call Hadid or go online to JoeHadid.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Big time delays here heading DC 295 each direction to get on the inbound 11th Street Bridge to the freeway where the crash was just after the 3rd Street Tunnel. They were clearing that from the right lane. Now getting in from Virginia into the district, the complication right now is the broken down van that was right in the center of the road right on the inbound 14th Street Bridge, and they were moving that to the shoulder. So that definitely put extra pressure on that stretch. 66 east before the Beltway, before the exit for 123. Accident activity along the right side. Yes, the 270 spur is still jammed heading onto the Beltway, but looks like the incident at the exit for River Road cleared from the right lane. Interloop in through to Bethesda, Silver Spring. Each direction quite slow. Had the interloop crash between Connecticut Avenue and George Avenue, now gone. And no problems to report right now. 95, just the volume working down towards the Beltway. Norbeck Road at Ednor Road. This is going to be each direction slowing through that intersection with the crash. Watch for police. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Measurable rainfall as we go through today. A few showers with some steady rain at times today. 61. Man, that steady rainfall is going to be south this morning. Showers this evening. Steady rain overnight. 53. Cloudy with more showers tomorrow. 67. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 55 in Woodbridge, 54 in Olney, 59 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. Metro managers are having a meeting with their boss today, who's going to tell them they're accountable for the operation of the Metro system. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
At AM 630.
The time is 8:07. You're listening to WMAL, where I am told Washington comes to talk. On a regular basis, you're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Coming up at the bottom of this hour, we're going to check in with Larry Kudlow of CNBC, as we often do this day of the week. And he's got a brand new post out saying, yeah, he's on board with Trump as long as he adjusts that trade policy. Well, we'll talk about that and many other things. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Well, we want to talk 2016 politics, and joining us on the line right now is Robert Costa with the Washington Post. Okay, so this is a big week in this effort toward finding unity in the Republican Party. I mean, the Donald is coming to town on Thursday, one hears, and there's going to be a meeting with the Speaker of the House and the Chairman of the Republican Party and the Majority Leader of the Senate and the Republican Conference, and at the end of the day, everybody's going to hold hands and sing Kumbaya, aren't they, right, Robert?
I'm not sure they're going to sing Kumbaya, but they're going to try to find some kind of consensus on policy. Can this party come together on the broad strokes? They may not agree on immigration and trade, especially the leadership in the party and Trump, but they want to see, can they get through this general election together without too much fighting?
Well, there's real concern about this because, I mean, there are people in this town who are holding their nose about this presumptive nominee.
Especially on the right. I mean, we're looking at the conservative movement, and we're seeing a lot of people saying, no thanks. They'll sit out this election. They just can't support Trump because he doesn't have the policy positions. He doesn't have the instincts on conservatism that they think the Republican nominee should have.
So we heard Paul Ryan yesterday say, by the way, that if Donald Trump asks him to, he'll step down as the chairman of the convention in Cleveland. And all eyes are sort of on this big meeting on Thursday. We're told now that Ben Carson has asked to have a pre-meeting with Speaker Ryan. You broke that, Robert Costa. So tell me, what are you hearing will be the agenda in this, what looks like a very important meeting between the Speaker and the presumptive nominee?
Well, such an intriguing bit of news last night that Ben Carson requested this pre-meeting with Ryan. It's kind of right out of the art of the deal. Trump's famous for pre-negotiating, for sending emissaries to kind of set the terms for the meeting, and this time Ben Carson's doing that, not one of his real estate employees. I think what we're trying to see at a Thursday meeting is, does Ryan really want to step away from the convention? Ryan always thought his role as the convention chairman was a figurehead one, and now he has an opportunity to maybe step away. But Trump people tell me that Trump may not necessarily want Ryan to step away. You know, the old line from The Godfather, keep your friends close, but your enemies closer.
Yeah, well, there is that. Well, I mean, why is this Ben Carson thing so interesting? I mean, as I read your reporting just yesterday, there were a lot of people from the Trump campaign who were at RNC headquarters having meetings yesterday.
Oh, there were. And the RNC had its first big meeting sit-down with Trump's high command yesterday. The top advisors spent about 4 hours at the Republican National Committee trying to intertwine the Trump campaign with the GOP, especially in organization and finance. And the Carson thing is only interesting because it gives us a glimpse into how Trump works behind the scenes. So he's not a traditional negotiator. He's not a traditional politician.
The other news that we learned last night was that Chris Christie has been named to head up the transition team. That kind of unorthodox, but geez, how many times have we used the word unorthodox when we've talked about the Trump campaign? But it is unorthodox to choose someone for the transition team before the convention, let alone before the general election. What do you make of this move?
It's somewhat natural to begin transition before the convention. We saw Romney do this with Mike Leavitt, the former Utah governor in 12, because transition is such an arduous bureaucratic project. You really got to think about how you set up a government. And Christie, Trump thinks he has someone who's an insider who has connections throughout the party, could help fill the slots if Trump actually got elected president. And it's kind of a side role. It keeps Christie close to Trump but not have to be part of the day-to-day politics.
Does this exclude him from being considered for the ticket?
Not necessarily. I don't think Christie's at the top of the list, but he certainly has a rapport with Trump. He's developed a trust with Trump based on people I've spoken to. And that means Christie's probably in the mix, but it's not going to likely be Christie, at least for the moment.
Well, and speaking of which, there have been a number of people who've sort of let it be known, don't come calling because I will say no. Marco Rubio, Joni Ernst, I mean, the Nikki Haley. I mean, a lot of people have said, I do not want to be considered for the role of running mate with Donald Trump.
They have, and we saw in 1972 it was tough for George McGovern to pick a vice presidential candidate, and Trump may have a similar situation because he doesn't have the relationships in the party, and he has Jeff Sessions, he has Chris Christie and a few others, but there's not a rush to be on this ticket, especially since some Republicans see electoral disaster on the horizon. But most important to Trump, for what I hear, is having a relationship, having some kind of confidence or rapport with whoever's going to be his running mate, because the way Trump operates is very personality driven, and you need to have someone who can fit in that world.
Let's take up this question of electoral disaster, because I know that is conventional wisdom in this town, and a lot of people are saying, a lot of people who don't want to be associated with the Trump campaign have less to do with his ideology or his behavior as a candidate. They just don't want to be associated with what they think is a sure loser. Quinnipiac polls just out today, swing states, Florida, Clinton 43, Trump 42, Ohio, Trump 43, Clinton 39, Pennsylvania, Clinton 43, Trump 42, all basically deadlocked in those three states. Are you surprised to see that movement this quickly in the campaign?
I'm not surprised in the sense that I've been covering Trump for 18 months, and I've been struck at every event that there is something happening in this country in terms of the rising populism and the new engagement of longtime disengaged voters. And I think what we're seeing with Trump is this new coalition that's hard to gauge with polls, and we're starting to see a little bit with Quinnipiac. But there's a swath of this country that isn't for Clinton, that isn't really for the Republican Party, but is generally supportive of an outsider, an agitator to kind of come in and upheave the whole system.
I'm interested to know what you think about the possibility of a third party run at this point. I mean, given the fact that you have both Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton with very high personal negatives. In other words, some people intensely dislike both of those candidates. When you have numbers that are that high, does that suggest there is an opportunity for a third party candidate who might be looked at as who hasn't been beaten up in the primary process, who doesn't have high negatives?
There's definitely an opening, and I've spent a lot of time trying to figure out where the conversations happening between politicians and political figures about maybe getting in this race. But the thing that keeps coming up, and they run into a wall, all these people want a third-party candidate, is that logistically and financially it's very difficult to start getting on the ballots in all 50 states. The way it's all set up means you have to have a lot of money and an organization, and no one seems to be moving in that direction. But certainly, you could see something pop up in the summer just to stop Trump, if that really becomes a concern on the right.
There was, on the right or within the establishment, which are not necessarily the same thing. Listen, Ross Perot was the only person who was able to marshal those kind of funds because he was personally a billionaire. Romney's the only one who comes to mind. There was discussion about this. Bill Kristol, a meeting with him last week. We've only got 30 seconds, but what do you hear from Team Romney? I know you covered them pretty closely 4 years ago.
Team Romney took the meeting with Kristol. Romney met with Kristol, and he listened patiently, but Romney people tell me he was more about trying to see how he could help someone else, not necessarily run himself.
Interesting. All right, Robert Costa, right. Always great stuff.
Thanks,
from the
Robert.
Washington
Excellent
Post.
Stuff,
Thanks for joining us. It's 8:15. Now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And around the Beltway we go, Maryland, each direction as you head through Largo toward New Carrollton. But lanes are reported open to the Wilson Bridge after Branch Avenue and through Bethesda. Inner and outer loop still passing Connecticut Avenue, George Avenue with the earlier inner loop crash to the shoulder. Still slow off at the 270 spur, but by the time you get down to the Beltway to River Road, you will find lanes open. Hefty delays through Rockville on 270 as a result of that spur being so clogged up. Now, initial crash was reported at Norbeck and Layhill Road, but it looks good in that intersection to me. I'm thinking that it was a miscall, maybe Norwood Road and Layhill, because I'm seeing big delays starting to form approaching each direction of that intersection. Police are rechecking that area. We'll take you into Virginia with lanes open, 395 past Edsel Road. The incident was to the shoulder, and then the broken down on the inbound 14th Street Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We've got scattered showers this morning and then steady rain in spots. Showers continuing through the afternoon. Today's high 61 degrees. And the tonight, showers this evening. Steady rain overnight, low of 53. Tomorrow, cloudy. Then off and on rain showers during the afternoon hours, high of 67. Right now, it's 61 degrees in the nation's capital, 8:17. Swing around the sports world this morning. Yeah. Get you updated on some things going around in the nation's capital. Last night, the Nationals are back from their long road trip. They didn't get a day off, poor guys. They got swept, of course, in Chicago by the Cubs. Now they face off in interleague play against the Tigers, and they won a walk-off home run-style game last night against the Detroit Tigers, and they'll try to play nine innings tonight, although the rain might be messing it up. But I have a personal vested interest in ensuring that that game go forward.
I hear you.
As I will be there.
You're going to be there.
Yes, I will. And yes, for those of you who know that I'm from Detroit, I will. It's going to be tough, but I will root for the Nats.
Okay,
even though the Tigers. But anyway, last night after the game, well, here's what happened: the at bat before the walk off home run, Espinosa got struck out on a called third strike that a lot of people in the Nats dugout were angry about. Bryce Harper was singled out by the umpire and got thrown out.
So there was a lot of people mouthing off. But
I don't know if mouthing off is the right word, but they, you know, there's a lot of jawing going on, a lot of shouting.
Jawing, mouthing off, same thing.
Come on, that wasn't a strike. Come on.
And the umpire ejected Bryce Harper out of all those.
Strike three on the upper half of the zone. Harper just get thrown out, and Dusty put his hand on him there, too.
They need him in the game. This is where Bryce is completely wrong.
There you go. And luckily, they didn't need him in this game because the next at-bat, there was a home run. By the way, they'll go celebrate at home plate, and then Bryce Harper had some choice words for the ump who had just thrown him out. He used the F word in direction. Yes, exactly.
It was pretty clear when you see the videotape.
That is, yes. So that happened last night.
So is he going to get fined?
He'll probably get fined. Hopefully he won't be suspended because I want to see Bryce tonight.
your personal
Steven Strasburg, by the way, didn't get the win last night, but he pitched a pretty solid game.
Yeah.
And good news for Nats fans. There was some question as to whether Strasburg would become a free agent after this year. Well, the Nationals have committed to a 7-year, $175 million contract extension to
the
sore-elbowed Strasburg. So congratulations. But this is also a good sign for people who are worried if the Nats are going to open up their wallets and pay the tons of money, the expected record-breaking contract for Bryce Harper when he is up as a free agent. Mm-hmm. This is a sign that they probably will, because if they're willing to spend this kind of money on Strasburg,
right,
who is not nearly as sure a bet as Bryce Harper is, it looks like they're. I sure hope they're going to keep Bryce Harper as well.
The purse books are the purse is open.
The purse,
the
is
wallet is open.
There's going to be money to be spent.
Yeah,
yes.
That's what I'm saying.
Also tonight, the Washington Capitals face elimination. Game 6 against the Pittsburgh Penguins in Pittsburgh. This is it for the Caps. I try not to talk about this too much because, generally speaking, when we do, the Caps lose. So this is all I'm going to say about that. And some other news in sports. Remember when we talked about Ray Rice? You remember Ray Rice, of course, a legendary future Hall of Fame linebacker from the Baltimore Ravens. He went on a personal rant. He set up a camera in his home all by himself, not on the air or anything, and he ranted against Black Lives Matter. And a big part of his argument there, remember, he sounded like a preacher. We played this audio. We had a great time listening to it. It was really strong, powerful stuff. And by the way, sounding like a preacher, he's actually become born again Christian. Mm-hmm. He actually is a bit of an evangelist, and he works with local churches in Baltimore. He was basically saying to the community, the Black community in Baltimore and also around the country, that they got to look inward. They got to look at black-on-black crime. They have to look at why this crime is happening and not just blame the police and such. Well, excuse me. Did I say Ray Rice? I meant Ray Lewis.
Yeah,
excuse me.
I thought so.
I apologize. Sorry about that. Ray Lewis. Well, anyway, thank you for correcting that. Two very different Baltimore Ravens there.
Yes, they are.
Ray Lewis and Ray Rice. Ray Lewis made those statements. I was about to call them controversial, but they're not controversial. Guess what? ESPN has now fired Ray Lewis. Now, they haven't said it specifically because of that. In fact, three NFL analysts for ESPN have been let go. Two, Ray Lewis and Chris Carter. They're going to hire Randy Moss. So you can connect the dots however you would like. But it seems to me that there is definitely a trend going on over at ESPN that some people who have certain opinions are not welcome on the Disney owned network. Remember that next time you choose to spend your money on your recreation. It's now 8:21 on WMAL.
Does your home have plumbing problems? Call McCarthy Services for our spring plumbing specials. Water heater flushes for only $49, $99 drain cleanings, or $50 off any general plumbing repair. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
Have you looked at your home security bill recently? If you're paying $30, $40, $50 a month, you need to call Ackerman, and you need to do it right now. And there's a lot of good reasons why. First of all, if you switch your service, right that moment, you start to save money because, you know, you can get burglary, fire, medical alert, and carbon monoxide monitoring for just $19.95 a month. So you're going to save money right off the bat, right? So it doesn't cost you anything to change. Immediately, you start paying less for the service. And here's the other thing. If you switch in the month of May, and by the way, we are in May right now, you get up to 3 months of monitoring absolutely free. Yeah, you'll get reliability. You'll get expertise of over 40 years experience. Security is all they do. They do it better than anyone else. If technology is your thing, the folks at Ackerman have something called Total Connect Service. For a few dollars more, you'll get a system that can control your system remotely by tapping a few things on your old smartphone there. You'll be able to see clips of what's going on in your house when you're not there. How cool is that? So start your savings today. Get up to 3 months of monitoring free. Here's the number, 888-999-1070, or online at AckermanSecurity.com.
Find out how much your home will rent for with a free rent price analysis from Renter's Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent Estate. Call 202-625-4370.
Chris Plant here. As an avid gun enthusiast, I was thrilled when the nation's most advanced indoor shooting range opened just up the road in Prince William County. Elite Shooting Sports has 42 shooting lanes, all well-appointed with the best equipment available. They offer programs for all skill levels as well as ladies-only classes taught by all female instructors. Looking for a great place to host your next corporate or team-building event? I recommend you choose Elite Shooting Sports. Visit EliteShootingSports.com.
Mold. Even the word sounds gross. And when mold's in your home, it attacks everything from how the air smells to its structural integrity and your family's health. Mold is poison, and it grows anywhere there's moisture from rain or even tiny pipe leaks. Health problems from mold in kids and adults with weakened immune systems are especially scary, including chronic nausea, flu-like symptoms, fever, asthma, and even emphysema. Got mold? A free residential mold consultation by the experts at Chesapeake Environmental Systems tells you for sure. Chesapeake's your go-to professional for finding and eliminating mold in your home, including airborne contamination. Got mold? Let the pros at Chesapeake put their scientifically proven techniques to work for you. For your free in-home consultation, call 866-420-MOLD. That's 866-420-6653. Or find us at ChesapeakeMold.com. Chesapeake Environmental Systems. We don't just find mold, we get rid of it for good.
8:25 now, WMAL, traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives, here is Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, heading through the district on the southeast-southwest freeway. If you're going westbound, coming off of the 11th Street Bridge, the crash was after the 3rd Street Tunnel. Now cleared, but man, the 3rd Street Tunnel and getting there, that's been the problem. We're in delays, 295 each direction, northbound leaving the Beltway, southbound both Alpha 50 and the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Suitland Parkway, you get hit hard just to try to merge into those slowdowns. For 395, still have some activity on the shoulder, 395 at Edsel Road. That's when the delays really begin, and that takes you to and across the 14th Street Bridge, northbound 95 as you approach the Beltway for the incident. No problems to report right now on 66, the crash before the Beltway. That's been finally cleared. 270, it's been about the volume and real heavy through Rockville onto the spur. As you come off the spur onto the Beltway, all lanes reopen. If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com. Get a free computer diagnosis, and in minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software and clean out that junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Lots of clouds, few rain showers around. May get some steady rain at times, especially south, and the showers will continue into the afternoon, and high temperatures only in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
59 degrees right now, 826.
All right, so the Hillary email investigation is ongoing over at the FBI, but you might be surprised to know that the State Department is having a little difficulty finding the email file of one Brian Pagliano. Yeah, who is Brian Pagliano? Well, he's the senior IT staffer who set up the homebrew server at the direction of Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and was responsible for making sure that it all ran. And he was the guy who was granted immunity by the FBI. Well, some people want to see what kind of conversations that Hillary Clinton was having with Brian Pagliano during that whole time frame when this thing was being set up. And yesterday it was said officially, somehow the State Department can't find his emails. It's the darndest thing. We can't find them. We have no idea where they are. I mean, they found a few, but that's basically they've gone back and found them in other people's email accounts, and they have, brought them forward. But the actual file that contains all of his emails is missing.
Unbelievable. Yeah. What a coincidence.
What a coincidence.
These things happen.
Listen, I'm telling you, this stinks to high heaven.
This is the guy that got immunity, right?
That's right. This is the guy that got immunity. This is the guy who knows what the conversations were when they were setting up the entire email system. And just, I have no idea how this happened, but they can't find them anywhere.
They'll find them on the residency of the White House.
They'll find them in a closet somewhere.
Just sitting there. Oh, look at this.
Oh, look what we just found.
828 on WMAL. Larry Kudlow coming up.
Chris Plant here, and if you're as sick as I am of listening to the liberal media lie and distort the news to get their favorite candidates elected, I want you to help my friends at the Media Research Center expose them and hold them accountable. Go to tellthetruth2016.org right now and sign up to receive a free Don't Believe the Liberal Media bumper sticker. That website again is tellthetruth2016.org, and the bumper sticker is free. tellthetruth2016.org.
You can get your IRA or 401k delivered to your home in the form of physical gold and silver coins. Augusta Precious Metals is the leader in home delivery gold IRAs. You get free shipping, free insurance, and no professional management fees. Call 855-858-5807 now for your free guide to Augusta Home Delivery Gold IRAs. Call Augusta Precious Metals at 855-858-5807. That's 855-858-5807. Trust Augusta.
It's time. The time when players become legends. When moments last forever.
It's over! It's over! the Stanley Cup Playoffs. On NBC, NBCSN, CNBC, and USA. Don't miss a moment.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Coming up on WMAL, we'll check in with Larry Kudlow, CNBC, who says, yeah, Trump could work as president, but he's going to change his trade policies. Well, is that going to happen? We'll talk about it after the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. It's primary election day in West Virginia.
Now, if early voting is any indication, there may be record-setting vote counts in today's primary. The question is, on the Democratic side, who will they vote for, Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton? This state, it's coal country, and they still have not forgotten what Hillary Clinton said during the town hall meeting, CNN's meeting in March, where she said coal mines will be shut down and coal miners will lose their jobs.
Correspondent Gene Cassar. Former Texas governor and former GOP presidential candidate Rick Perry says Donald Trump wasn't his first choice for the GOP nomination, but he's certainly a better choice for the White House than the likely Democratic nominee.
When you think about what's going to happen over the next 4 years, what has the possibility and probability of impacting America for the next 40 or 50 years, and it's the Supreme Court. And I'm a lot more comfortable with Donald Trump choosing an individual to be on the Supreme Court that's going to affect policies that my children are going to be affected by than Hillary Clinton.
Perry spoke this hour on CNN. Metro General Manager Paul Wiedefeld is having a closed-door meeting today with all 650 of his managers to tell them they are going to be held accountable for the safety of the Metro Rail system. Chris Barnes is with the group Fix WMATA.
How far he'll get with the managers that have kind of been there, you know, for decades is the big question. Some of these folks clearly need to go.
Barnes says to restore the confidence of Metro riders, some of those managers have to be fired. Maryland's giving its driver's license a makeover, but the changes are not just cosmetic, says Buell Young with the Motor Vehicle Administration.
This license is much more secure and not vulnerable to counterfeiting and fraud as the current license.
Maryland's non-license ID card will also get that same makeover. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,706, the NASDAQ at 4,750. Sports, Steven Strasburg gets a new 7-year contract with the Nationals. The Nats beat the Tigers to end their losing streak. The O's and Twins rained out, and the Caps try to stay alive tonight in Game 6 of their playoff series with Pittsburgh. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings of the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Your retirement is on your mind. Will your retirement years be financially secure? Hi, Rick Edelman here. Back by popular demand is one of my most popular seminars, Preparing for Retirement. Make sure you're doing everything right for your retirement years. The seminar will show you how to get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts, how to get the most from Social Security, and how to make sure your assets are protected and distributed as you want. Investments, Social Security, and wills and trusts. Master these so you can enjoy a comfortable and successful retirement. The seminar comes to Loudoun County and Alexandria Tuesday and Wednesday, May 10th and 11th, both 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricestelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
When it comes to replacement windows, most of us don't know much. Should you settle for vinyl? Maybe wood windows? What about fiberglass? Who knows? You know who does know? TheWindowMan.com. Since 1989, TheWindowMan.com has been your local educational window company. They carry two legendary brands. Marvin's fiberglass replacement window, the Infinity, made with Altrex fiberglass, and Monterey Storm windows. Marvin's Infinity is the most beautiful replacement window available, adding character and value to your home. Love your wood windows? Great! Keep them by simply adding Monterey Storm windows, the window that hides in plain sight. Schedule your free in-home consultation by calling 703-978-9888 or visit a Windowman showroom in Fairfax or Alexandria. And for a limited time, save up to $500 on most window orders.
The Windowman can. The Windowman.
See us for saving details. Limited time offer.
Did you know that most real estate deals fall apart for less than 3% of the list price? Well, we have the 3% solution. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group. Our hybrid model sells homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, we've saved our clients almost $3 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Good morning, Washington.
ABC 7's Good Morning, Washington, where good mornings start with news of the day.
We're off the top this morning at Metro.
Julie Wright with traffic.
We're having major delays.
Eileen Whalen and Jackie Jarrus forecasting your day.
If you're heading out the door, make sure you grab the umbrella.
So no matter where you say good morning.
Good morning, Marlowe Heights.
Good morning, Suitland.
Good morning, Anacostia.
Good Morning, Washington is where good mornings start. Weekday mornings starting at 425 on ABC 7.
Make sure your vehicle is road ready. Jiffy Lube's signature service oil change provides you with so much more than just an oil change. Jiffy Lube checks vital fluids, tire pressure, lights, and wipers, and even vacuums the interior. No appointment needed. JiffyLubeDC.com.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Still big delays. Maryland Beltway, College Park, and jammed around toward George Avenue. Southbound 95 trying to get down to the Beltway as you approach 212 with a crash. That is a little bit of where we have a gap. And then delays again approaching the Beltway. 29 slowing through White Oak and down and toward Four Corners. 270. Once you get through the volume in Hyattstown, bit of volume in Germantown, Gaithersburg, and then absolutely jammed Rockville onto the 270 spur. Had an earlier crash on the Beltway, which caused those backups. Southeast Southwest Freeway after the 3rd Street Tunnel, the westbound crash cleared, but still with big delays on DC 295 each direction. George Washington Parkway reported with lanes open, but past the overlooks, just bumper to bumper to get you down onto the inbound Teddy Roosevelt Bridge and making your trip into town. If you're leaving 395 on 236 Little River Turnpike heading into Annandale, that's closed at Braddock Road. That's with the incident. Car hit a utility pole. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
More damp weather, clouds in and a few showers around. Keep the umbrellas handy. Occasional showers and steadier rain at times. A steady batches of rain mainly south this morning. Showers continue this afternoon. 61. Tonight, 53. More steady rain late. Cloudy tomorrow with on and off rain showers. Most of that in the afternoon. 67. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 57 in Stafford, 55 in Silver Spring, 59 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Jiffy Lube. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL.
It's 8:37. Larry O'Connor here alongside Brian Wilson, Mornings on the Mall on WMAL. Joining us now is our colleague here on WMAL, of course, CNBC senior contributor and host of the Larry Kudlow Show right here Saturday, 7 p.m. Larry Kudlow, great to have you as always, sir.
Good morning. Good morning.
So much to talk to you about. Listen, when last we spoke, Tuesday of last week, the Indiana primary was still up in the air. And of course, once the results came in, Donald Trump then officially became the presumptive nominee. Now, you have written that Donald Trump now has to prove that he can do the job to the American people. What,
yes,
in your mind, does he have to do to prove to Americans that he could be our president?
Well, look, I think that, I think, first up, Trump has great potential to be a good leader, strong leader. You know, I think it's there. I think a lot of people sense that, which is why he did so much better in the primaries than almost anybody expected. And, you know, I think his message, his populist economic message, has resonated, and his, you know, Make America Great message. I think that he needs to, you know, hammer through some policy issues, which he's already started to do. The AIPAC speech, the foreign policy speech. I think there's an economic speech coming up. There'll probably be some kind of trade speech coming up as well. He needs to run four or five of those to really hammer through what his positions are with clarity and seriousness. And then I think he needs to stay on those messages. You know, keep hammering, boom, boom, repetition. Here's what I believe in. Try not to go off message as much as possible. And I think with respect to his demeanor that I also mentioned, I think the more serious he is, the better off he's going to be. To me, the pieces are there. There's some incompletes. He's going to have to fill some things in. But again, I think he has great potential to be a strong leader.
All right, but what about his high negatives? How can he overcome it? I mean, high negatives today don't mean anything. What happens is, what you need to know is where your negatives are as you head into the actual election. So if his negatives are high today, what should he do to make that better?
Well, I think he's got a couple of avenues there. Again, my suggestions, you know, for a serious policy discussion to show people that he can handle the job, I really believe that's a number one issue for him. Because, you know, primaries are rough. I mean, as Trump himself has said, they threw, what, $50 or $60 million of negative advertising at him, or maybe more than that. And that's going to run your negatives up pretty good. But, of course, Hillary's going to do the same thing.
I mean, in spades.
She's going to, right. Now, he will fight back. With respect to Hillary, and probably bring her negatives way up as well. She's got pretty bad negatives going into this, you know, but we'll see about that. To me, just show as many people as you can what your core beliefs are, what you would do, let's say, in the first 100 days. The economy is pretty close to recession, for example, and bad economy and low wages and jobs are key themes in this election. So I think he's just got to hammer out what he would do as president. I mean, it's funny with Donald Trump. He's got a lot of positions out there. I mean, now he's got foreign policy out there. He's talked about taxes, immigration, trade, border security, energy. He's got a lot of things out there. But he needs to sort of pull them together in these, what I think would be coherent policy package speeches. And look, Reagan did the same thing many years ago. A lot of candidates will do that. Running in the general is different than running in the primaries.
Let me ask you this. You just talked about, you know, he has to say what his core beliefs are and what, you know, how his policies are, you know, connected to that. I'm guessing, like me, one of the big stumbling blocks here with Donald Trump is this trade policy. And our colleague Mark Levin made a great point on his website about this the other day, in that, you know, if you look at his past business practices, he's quite a globalist who has been able to personally and through his businesses take advantage of free trade. And now his policies, Larry, you know that they are pretty antithetical to conservative Reagan-esque free trade ideals. Where is he on trade, and how can he resolve this?
Well, I agree with you, by the way. I mean, I've said this in a number of places. I'm not happy with his trade policy. I think, first of all, I don't hear him talking about 45% tariffs with China or Mexico or Japan or other countries. I do see him in the foreign policy speech talking about negotiating. That includes Russia. That includes China. That includes other places. I like that because I think on trade, his better bet, rather than tariffs, which would damage the U.S. economy, his better bet is to sit around the table, and he's got to lead this, as perhaps no recent president has, and really hammer the Chinese in particular, but they're not only one, Japan, too. They have high trade barriers. They have high non-tariff barriers. They break the rules of the WHO, or WTO, rather, the World Trade Organization. You know, they hack, they counterfeit our goods. I mean, that stuff's got to be hammered out. It never has been. And the WTO is not a good enforcement place. So there's a place where Mr. Trump's negotiating skills, the art of the deal, would be very handy. And that would be much better. Knocking down their trade barriers is a lot better than creating economic barriers here at home. But I agree, he needs to specify that. He needs to walk through that.
All right, exactly 1 minute left here, Larry. Vice presidential running mate for Donald Trump. Who should he go for that would solve some of his problems, help his campaign? Who do you like?
As I read him, it sounds to me like he's looking for a senator with a lot of legislative experience who knows how to negotiate. That's how I read him, okay? Now, who would that be? Well, I don't know. There are 54 Republicans in the Senate. I don't know who it's going to be.
Yeah, which is the one who can negotiate well.
Yeah, I mean, he said that in a number of places. He first started saying how he wanted somebody with government experience. Then he started talking about how he wanted somebody with experience dealing with the House and Senate, because he's going to have a lot of legislation. His first 100 days, at least on paper, are going to be very full.
You know what? Let me throw this out here. Ron Johnson from Wisconsin.
Could be.
He comes from the business world. He's only been in the Senate one
Jeff
term.
Sessions is already on board, who could deal with the House and Senate. Newt Gingrich.
But in terms of someone who can negotiate, well, Gingrich can negotiate, I suppose.
Yes, he could, but much as I love Newt, I don't think that's... I like your Ron Johnson point. Johnson's running a tough Senate race.
Yes, exactly.
So that probably complicates matters. Yeah, but it's possible.
All right, Larry, we got to leave it there, unfortunately. We've gone past our minute that we had. Thanks for joining us,
as
always.
We had exactly a minute.
Good stuff. It is 844 on WMAL.
Hello.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Thank you for a great show.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
There are thousands of reasons why you need to have Zero Res out to clean your carpets right now and get your house looking and smelling brand new again. But let me just give you a few if you haven't thought of them already. Graduation parties. Yeah, tis the season. Father's Day coming up. It's right around the corner. You don't want your house to be looking the way it is. You don't want to feel embarrassment when people come over. Take care of it right now and listen to a great deal Zero Res has. Just $39 a room. They're going to pre-treat, clean, and sanitize your carpets. They cleaned my carpets. They left them looking brand new, feeling soft, smelling fresh again. My wine stains, my coffee stains. Yeah, that's right. I'm a slob. I get a glass of wine. I start dancing with my beautiful bride, and wine starts sloshing everywhere. It's true. We dance. We dance. We put a little 40s swing music on. We do a little jitterbug there. Why is that funny?
I don't see you as a great dancer.
I didn't say I was good. Yeah. Anyway, all those wide stains are completely gone.
Jitterbug. I'm doing the jitterbug.
You betcha I do. Right now, listen to this great deal. It's the best deal ever. Call and ask for the Larry O'Connor WMAL Jitterbug Special. For a limited time only, Zero Res is going to pre-treat, clean, and sanitize your carpet for only $39 a room. That's $39 a room. Why is that so funny?
No, it just
I am a
laugh.
Great dancer. Huge savings. Minimum supply. Call Zero Res. 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
845 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hoodie Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, and with that jitterbug, let's go Norbeck area. Very slow is 28 Norbeck Road, almost back to George Avenue. Well up ahead, the crash of Belpre Road. Fire and rescue have left, but we still are waiting for a tow truck, so the right lane of 2 remains blocked. If you can, avoid that stretch of 28 so we can get that cleared. I'll let you know ASAP. Here we go out of Gaithersburg, 270. You hit the brakes pretty hard here and still bumper to bumper through Rockville onto the 270 spur toward the Legion Bridge. Beltway each direction across the Legion heavy. Still jammed over the 14th Street Bridge with your 395 delays beginning before King Street. If you haven't heard, talking about this for a while, car struck a utility pole and closed is westbound 236 Little River Turnpike. So if you're coming off the 395 up ahead at Braddock Road, watch for police to detour you around. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
More damp weather, clouds in, and a few showers around. Keep the umbrellas handy. Occasional showers and steadier rain at times. A steady batches of rain, mainly south this morning. Showers continue this afternoon, 61. Tonight, 53. More steady rain late. Cloudy tomorrow with on and off rain showers. Most of that in the afternoon, 67. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 59 degrees at 847 on WMAL. You know, we do a morning show here, Brian, and so waking up is always a big part of our lives.
Yes, it is.
I don't know about you, but I need a lot of time to wake up.
The alarm goes up.
Is that right?
I set my alarm clock across the room.
Yeah.
I immediately get out of bed.
Uh-huh.
I'm on my feet. I walk across the room. I turn off the alarm clock.
Okay.
And I go straight to the shower.
Well, good for you.
I mean, I never, ever, ever hit the snooze alarm. That is the road to ruin. Mm. Hitting the snooze alarm is the first bad decision you make of the day.
I'm usually hitting the snooze alarm halfway through our morning show prep meeting, frankly. I am usually awake about 3 minutes before we start our broadcast day. There are some options out there now for you if you want to use some apps on your phone. And our favorite app that we've now seen, they rolled it out a couple of weeks ago, but now it's starting to take off. Mm-hmm. It's an app from The Rock, Dwayne Johnson,
yeah.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson,
right.
The wrestler
uh-huh.
and star, Hollywood star. He has special greetings for you to help you wake up.
Good morning, sunshine. Yeah, that's what The Rock just said.
Open your eyes up. Get your candy out of bed.
This is some good stuff. Why wouldn't you want to do that? And if that's a little
that's not what I was expecting. It's a little softer than I thought.
If it's a little mellow for you, here's a little different option for you. This is the Beach Jams alarm tone from the Rock Clock. You know, instead of just that regular alarm, you get your alarm. That's all that the Rock does in this one. Yeah. Just say, oh, yeah. Because your alarm went off about an hour ago here in the studio.
That was just me
during a break,
reminding me to pay the parking meter.
Ah, but you just had the bling, bling, bling. When you could have...
No.
You don't want that?
No.
Remember that one European alarm clock that people could have?
That was fun, yeah.
For women who really like to have some... imagine some European dude waking them up.
Uh-huh. It's time to wake up, my love. It's time to wake up, my love. It's time to wake up, my love.
Yeah, this would do it for me.
Isn't this a better way to wake up?
But what if, you know, but you could go all Euro. You could use, it's like the whole UN is sitting in your phone.
Be a good girl and get out of bed downstairs and make me some breakfast. Harry, I do not have all day.
No, I don't think that one's was on.
Can you imagine, though? I mean, if you really... See, here's the problem. A lot of these, like I'm sorry, this sort of thing right here...
Good morning.
I'll just sleep right through this.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Rock. This is not going to wake me up. I need to really be jarred awake. I need something that's going to make sure that I spring up out of bed in terror. Something like...
Right. Oh, now that would be a terrifying way
to
wake
up. We need to have that in a constant loop. That's the only way that works. There it is. There's my wake-up call. It's 8:50.
And
by the way, that's a wake-up call for the whole country.
Yeah,
you know,
sure
let's focus on November.
Let's talk about that.
It's 8:51 on WMAL.
A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Size matters, specifically your birth weight, when it comes to getting bullied. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Children who were born at an extremely low birth weight may face a greater risk of bullying than their normal size peers. They may also be more prone to suffer lasting effects from that victimization. This is all according to a new Canadian study that says they are picked on because they typically struggle with their motor abilities and they have fewer resilience factors that allow them to tolerate bullying. That taunting follows them into adulthood and puts them at greater risk for mental health problems, including being depressed, anxious, antisocial, avoidant, and hyperactive, or even experience obsessive-compulsive or panic disorders. While bullying has detrimental long-term effects on every child, this could be a good time to remind your kid to only pick on people their own size. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-495-2035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-495-2035. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-495-2035.
How strong is Allegra D?
It's my congestion's out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dogs. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
You know, there's a thin line between something that's exciting and something that's scary sometimes. You know, for example, think about getting on that thrill ride. You're excited, but you're also a little afraid. You have that anticipation about the fun it's going to be, but you're a little frightened. Well, that's sort of what it's like to be in retirement or facing retirement. I mean, you're excited about the idea of retiring, right? But you're worried about whether or not you can afford it. Well, here's a way to find out. I want to tell you about my friend Larry Spoth over at Retirement Protection Solutions. Can you afford afford to retire? Find out by visiting Larry's website, testyourinvestment.com. It can tell you whether or not your retirement strategy is working. And if it's not, guess what? Larry will help you customize a strategy that does work by generating income during your retirement. Here's the number, 800-611-1952, to find out more. That's 800-611-1952. Put your current strategy to the test by visiting testyourinvestment.com.
Retirement Protection Solutions is a financial services firm that offers a broad array of products and services, including insurance and annuities. Licensed in Virginia, Maryland, and the District of Columbia.
University of Maryland University College expresses our deepest thanks to all U.S. Armed Forces servicemen and women who dedicate their lives to protect us, our families, and our freedom. You inspire us each and every day to do more. That's why we are constantly evolving programs to match your skill set with the demands of today's employers. We strive to provide you with support and resources that values your military experience and helps you succeed, like our dedicated military and veterans advisors, Veterans Resource Center, Vet Success Club, Veterans Lounge, and more. Thank you for your commitment, dedication, and sacrifice. UMUC is proud to join WMAL in saluting the members of our armed forces during Military Appreciation Month. This month, join us to show support and appreciation to the men, women, and families who have dedicated their lives to serve our country. Add your message of thanks at military.umuc.edu/thanks. That's military.umuc.edu/thanks.
It's 8:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Larry, we're jammed still heading over the inbound Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, so it puts the pressure coming through the tunnel in 66 East. In fact, now linked up with the delays through Falls Church. So Falls Church heading into town over the TR Bridge on the Constitution Avenue and East Street Expressway, planned for long haul still. Nothing reported along the way, but police are doing a double check. George Washington Parkway, you're affected as well. Coming south through the overlooks, just emerge into those backups. 395 from Landmark 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge, westbound side of the freeway after the 3rd Street Tunnel crash cleared, but DC 295 northbound still slows almost back at the Beltway. Southbound BW Parkway, trying to get down to the 50 Kenilworth split. There's an incident near 202 reported as a stalled car. Traffic update brought to you by Here Maps. Now, wherever the open road takes you, find your way with Here Maps. It's the free app that has maps for the entire world. Offline turn-by-turn navigation means that you don't need to use your data plan. Get it now at here.com/maps. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Lots of clouds, a few rain showers around. May get some steady rain at times, especially south, and the showers will continue into the afternoon, and high temperatures only in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 59 degrees at 8:56.
So you thought your timeshare was a great investment, just like you thought dumping your life savings into that dot-com startup in 99 was a great idea. Well, lucky you, you don't have to live with that decision for the rest of your life. Call Timeshare Exit Team. Timeshare Exit Team, the consumer protection company that will get you out of your timeshare legitimately. They don't buy, sell, or donate timeshares. Those tactics still leave you liable. Instead, they negotiate with the resorts to get you out safely, legitimately, and forever. I vetted Timeshare Exit Team. I trust them. Schedule your appointment today. With offices right here in Towson and Arlington, you'll sit down with them face-to-face and go over your specific situation. They have a 100% guarantee that they will get you out or give you a complete refund. Visit TimeshareExitTeam.com or call 855-MY-EXIT-TEAM. That's 855-MY-EXIT-TEAM or TimeshareExitTeam.com.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
When a Snell stand-up guy comes into your home, they'll never, ever be wearing an Iron Maiden t-shirt. Hi, it's Dave Snell. I put a lot of stock in my guys looking tip-top. Sometimes in life, casual is fine, but when you invite a service company into your home, the last thing anybody wants to see is a sloppy repairman in a beat-up truck. And don't even get me started about plumber's cleavage. When you call Snell, first and foremost, you can expect a sharp-dressed guy who shows up in a clean truck. And we always wear slips over our shoes. So we'll never ever track mud or gunk or goop or phlegm into your home and under your carpet. I mean, who wants that? I believe to the very core of my being that all the little things in business add up to your business. And in my business, I think all the little things matter. In fact, I know they do. Professional, polite, and punctual. The Stand Up Guys from Snell Heating and Air.
703-450-6300 for the Stand Up Guys from Snell. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Comcast Business knows how to take your business to the next level. That's why we introduced Comcast Business Wi-Fi Pro. With next level speed, coverage, marketing, and control features. All designed to help your business run smoothly. But we didn't stop there. Instead, we took it even further. Which is why Comcast Business Wi-Fi Pro offers what AT&T's Wi-Fi small site doesn't. Professional installation, advanced security, and access to over 10 million hotspots nationwide. Looks like taking your business to the next level starts with ditching AT&T. Give your business an edge with Comcast Business Wi-Fi Pro. Call 800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business, built for business. Restrictions apply. Available with Comcast Business Deluxe 50 and above. Call Comcast Business for details.
Well, tomorrow, KT McFarland, and we're going to have Tom Bevin from Real Clear Politics to come by and recap primary results and see who did well.
Yep, and then coming up in 8 hours, we will get you home with Washington's Drive at 5. Here's Chris Plant.
Hey, Chris.
Here I am. I just ran through the door in the nick of time, as they say. Hey, transgender people everywhere, I like to hear from